Our Minecraft server is provided by ServerCraft, offering reliability, support, and performance. Get your own server from servercraft.co. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 14-day trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
This episode is sponsored by Boxcar Robot, who says,
"Hey, Sugar, what are we going to do for our sponsorship today?"
Sugar, who says, "Boxcar Robot, I don't know. I just want to get my nails done." Crommy, who says,
"Death Dome is open to the public. Come check it out today."
Gaz Benazza, who says that he is busy at Creeperland. Turner D20, who says,
"Early bird gets the worm, then gets TNT!"
And Rodri, who says,
"Welsh Pixie, teach these schmucks how to pronounce my name.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig."
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in The Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 37, recorded on June 12th, 2011. I'm Brent Copeland.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And we're back from E3, and it's
well,
great.
Well, most of us are.
Yeah.
Y'all brought some friends back.
We did. We have some single-celled organisms that we brought back en masse in our immune systems.
Now cool. I'm doing like a desktop defense game over here, shooting them away.
Badoo, badoo, get away. Badoo, badoo. But speaking of friends we brought back from E3, we have two guests with us today. We have Bebok Vox from Minecraft Mondays.
What up?
What up, what up?
Hey, hey.
And we have Minecraft Chick from Minecraft Chick.
The Misadventures of Minecraft Chick.
Really?
Yeah, that's the title.
Why are you saying her adventures are missed?
Because that's what she says.
Oh, really?
And by the way, for those who don't know, Electronic Expo happens every year. Happened in Los Angeles, California. And we kind of came back with a little bit of a cold, so my voice is a little off.
Well, and, to be fair, I took the cold with me and shared it with all my friends except for Brett.
Yes.
Thanks for that, by the way.
No problem.
That nerd flu.
And I have an unrelated illness.
Yeah.
Not sure how she procured it yet.
Okay, wait.
And the show goes downhill. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, now that we've introduced everyone, and let's get into this thing. Our journey.
Our journey.
Our journey.
Our journey.
Our journey.
Archie.
So I think you need a little wagon with that, like Archie.
So I guess our journey is going to be filled with talking about what happened at E3, since that's what we did all
week.
So E3 started out on Monday, right? Or
well,
Tuesday?
It was supposed to start on Tuesday.
Monday. Yeah.
And then we got back on Friday.
It's scheduled to start on Tuesday, and I'm getting ready and packing on Monday, and my internet stream is filled with E3 news and press conferences and all this kind of stuff, and I'm like, what is going on? I gotta pack.
Yeah, that was a little rough missing out on all the conferences and the big news and everything like that, because of course we're going there. So, you know, once I got back from E3, I was watching all kinds of streams and all kinds of stuff, but I guess we should start off at the beginning, and we were basically invited to go to E3 through Carl Manet, the CEO of Mojang, and they wanted us to go and kind of show off the excellent Sony Ericsson Xperia Play. The Xperia Play is a little portable phone. It's kind of like a PlayStation phone. It's got a flip out controller. And they have a demo of Minecraft on it, and me and Brent walked away with a couple of units, so I'm playing with one right now as I speak. And excellent units, very well done. It's got a little, I guess it's like the analog controller as well as a physical controller, buttons and everything. Really cool unit. And so Minecraft Chick was also invited there by Sony Ericsson, so what was that story about? How did that come out?
I just emailed Carl and I said that if they needed any help at E3, I would help. I thought it would be like handing out flyers or something.
But you're like the ringleader.
I know.
All weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then a couple days later, he was like, oh yeah, I'll have you help with something. So I was like, I'm going to go get Mojang food. Like, I'm going to be their coffee person. But I was excited about that. And then Sony Ericsson contacted me and they're like, okay, what are you willing to do? And I was like, whatever you want. Nice. So yeah, like not.
Hence the stomach flu.
Yep.
Oh my God.
So then you ended up pretty much taking over it, you know? It was awesome.
Yeah, pretty soon it was the Minecraft chick Sony Ericsson booth with some people from Mojang.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. I think they think I'm a way bigger deal than I am.
You're a huge deal.
Well, you know, they thought we were all big deals because they gave away, 10 t-shirts? Sony Ericsson were giving away Minecraft shirts. And they had us, the Shaft guys, us, who nobody really knows, to sign the shirts, along with Notch and Minecraft Chick and Bebop Vox from Minecraft Mondays. I mean, we all autographed the shirts. It's crazy.
I was very honored to sign my first shirt. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah,
no one signed it anywhere near me. I was the first one to sign it, and then it was like all the guys signed it.
Well, somebody had written the Shaft on the shirt. I think it was Brent. Yeah. And so I felt like I should probably put my name somewhere in the gravitational pull of the words the Shaft. You know, I probably would have enjoyed being on your side of the shirt better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Better well, company. And I didn't know how much room I would need for y'all's big, scrawly hand graphs, grips, stuff. So I just put Shaft and then wrote around it and hoped y'all followed suit.
You know what I learned? My signature does not work well on t-shirts. If I'm going to become famous, no. I need to figure out a new way to sign my name.
Me too. Yeah.
Mine did just fine. No, I'm just kidding.
But Notch also autographed a bunch of heads. They had a ton of Steve heads. They had 1,000 heads. And at the end of the expo, all of them were given out, but Notch was signing those as well.
So they were giving out t-shirts that said, what exactly did it say? I want a Steve head or something like that?
I wish I was wearing a blue shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, but something about getting head or something at yes. the... quite like that. Getting a Steve head at the... but I'm wondering, like, what were the conversations like about that? Like, did it go that route? People were like, oh, wait, hold on. We got to be careful what we put here.
Yeah.
Probably.
You know, but I think they would have gotten a lot of people there. I mean, they did, but they could have gotten more, you know, if they had used my route. Anyway. But it's some of those lines were kind of crazy because people had to line up to get a Steve head and then to get a raffle for an Xperia Play and a signed Steve head, I believe was how it went. And one of the
people were in line an hour and a half ahead of time too, like around the booth. It was crazy.
Yeah. And I filmed a line of it and it took a minute and a half just to walk down the line, just holding my camera and walking past them. So it was really crazy.
How they gave away all 1,000 Steve heads in the first 2 days.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got pictures of large numbers of Steves.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was wacky. They got kind of in trouble with the other booth people. The other booths were like, your line's too long.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Minecraft was just represented so well at E3. I mean, since they gave away so many heads, you'd see heads all over the convention floor, just, you know, Steve's hanging out, walking around, doing the dance thing at the Microsoft booth or whatever.
Yep.
So it's great.
He was on Machinima. He was on
G4.
G4, Twit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve was all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we should have gotten ours the first day.
I kept wanting to, like, I wanted to get a couple of the blue shirts for my kids, but I didn't want to, like, you know, jump ahead of people, so I kind of was like, well, there'll be some afterwards, I'll just wait, and that was a mistake.
Yeah, I did the same.
Oh, well, I may have a blue shirt.
Or 40.
I only got one, and one head.
Well, my whole thing was, I was like, well, I mean, I'd like, you know, a Steve head, but at the same time, I'm here to promote.
Why I didn't take
and
one.
And I didn't want to take one because that felt like me being a consumer as opposed to a promoter.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'd already got a phone, so I was like, you know, I'll stop.
Oh, later. Yeah, you were pimping already.
Yeah. I sure would have liked to. I've got to tell everybody, they were especially Sony Ericsson. I love you all, but the cruelty of giving three podcast hosts two phones. Oh my God. If I wasn't, you know, totally like submissive to these two and went, yes, sir, here, you can have your phone, sir.
Yeah.
There might have been blood.
Yeah. Well,
well, there goes the end of that show. Thanks for that.
I know. Yeah, I'm here to ruin it.
Threw it away.
But no, it was really awesome. I wish I had talked more with Notch and Carl and Daniel and Aaron and the folks from Mojang. But I kind of felt like, you know, they were busy, you know, promoting themselves, and they were making time for meetings and stuff later, kind of afterwards. And I thought they'd have more time on Thursday, but then, you know, the whole Playboy Mansion thing came up, and it was like, well, there's no way I'm going to trump you on the Playboy Mansion, so right, we'll see it, you know, at the next convention, I guess.
Mojang or pimps.
Well, the after party was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice to actually sit down and talk to him without feeling
had
like
a had a couple beers with Notch and that, yeah.
So, to let people know, after Tuesday night, the rest of the booths in the whole place were shut down, and the Sony Xperia booth stayed open for another hour and a half, 2 hours, and we were in the middle of the hall getting food brought to us and with an open bar, hanging out with everybody, and wow, that was a lot of fun.
It was magical.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
We definitely got invited to the right party.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. You know, one of the first things Notch said to me when I met him was, he said, wow, you have an epic beard. I was like, thanks. And he's like, it's just so well shaped. It kind of looks like Kevin Smith like. I'm like, yeah, thanks. So we talked and chatted about my beard for a little bit. And then I was like, okay, let me ask you some, you know, some things that don't, that aren't about my beard. But I did ask him, about the
you do look like Kevin Smith. I just googled it.
Hey, like, who's Kevin Smith? Oh, you're so young.
Sorry.
Yeah, without glasses. I asked Notch just a couple of little questions. I wasn't actually interviewing him. I didn't have a mic on or anything like that. I was just kind of, hey, got some questions been brewing in my head about the code base of the phone. It's a C++ it's being written in, but also they announced that Minecraft is going to be on Xbox Live Arcade as well. That was one of the big announcements of E3. So I asked him, well, is that also C++? Is that the same code? And he said, yeah, yeah. So I said, whoa, does that mean that we're going to see C++ code base for the PC? Is it all going to be unified? He said, no. I really like Java, and it's going to be Java. It's going to be what I want to code it in. And, you know, it's like, okay, well, good. Stand your ground. You know, kick them in the face if they ask you to do it in C++.
Hey,
baby.
Tune me back in when we stop talking about coding.
Oh, sorry. I'm done.
Yeah,
she's Googling what C++ is right now.
It was really awesome how open, I mean, they were when we got there. Like, when Notch got there, I ran up and I was just like, can I give you a hug? And he was like, sure. You know, and I give him a hug, and then I, you know, step back and I'm like, oh, I'm Bryn Copeland from The Shaft. And he does like this little kind of dance. Oh, The Shaft guys, you know? Yeah. So he didn't even know who I was, but he was, you know, not afraid to give me a hug, which was awesome.
That was awesome.
So yeah, that was like an epic day. Like, first I walk up and talk to Leo Laporte about the show, and he's all really cool about it. Apparently they're starting a new gaming podcast, and he wants to get us on there.
Sweet.
So that's with Brian Brushwood. Nice. And then he comes by the booth after I get a hug from Notch and interviews me there at the booth. You know, basically, where's Notch, you know? But, you know, got to throw out the plug for the podcast and everything right there. So it was just like epic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty much like best 3 days ever.
Yeah.
What is all this? Are you inside of a dishwasher? Or
I think she's stapling all her Xperia plays together.
My dad's in here taking apart sound equipment.
Okay.
It was my brother's 40th birthday party last night. We did a surprise party for him.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
I'm really surprised he didn't recognize your voice at all, just from the other room that we were talking about. you know, that the whole segment where from the other room because his wife always listens to your show.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
I did too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do it right here, right? So is easy in the chat and all?
Yeah, oh, no. Yeah, I don't see easy, but basically the lowdown is Notch said, "Hey, Easy says hi. She wanted me to tell you hi." And I was like, "Cool, okay, hi." You know, and he says, "You know, she watches your show every week. She's always in there watching it. She has it turned up loud, and she's in there laughing. And I can hear in the other room, and I'm trying to sleep." So, you know, obviously, I don't know who thought Brent and Wes were like, "Yeah, we should have a segment from the other room where we scream as loud as we can so Notch can hear us." That makes sense, right?
Yeah. So just in case he's listening, do we want to say,
"Hey, Notch, we love you."
Oh, wait. Thanks for E3, Notch!
I would yell, but I have a sore throat. So that's pretty awesome. Also, a couple other little...
My voice would have cracked if I tried.
That's true. Yeah, you've been... your voice has been changing.
My voice
was
cracking the whole time. I was going through puberty at E3. It was horrible.
Yeah.
I noticed
Eric had given me dirty looks every time I cracked.
Brent, I noticed you didn't talk about how you finished it off with our new podcast.
Oh, yeah. We got a new podcast on the old Dead Workers Party Network.
Yeah.
You'll probably have to do some searching around on Audioboo or wherever it gets put, but it's the Shamrock... RV parking lot podcast. We did a nice little 20-30 minute episode.
Yep. We walked Minecraft chick back to her car, and she was parked in the scariest part of Los Angeles.
Filled full of caravans.
Yes.
Nothing but caravans.
Yep.
Lots of,
that were all blacked out.
Yep.
Mind you.
Lots of really terrifying RVs that looked like they could have been holding all kinds of vicious monsters. And so we had to wait in the parking lot for them to come back and get us with more cars to get us out of the scary part of town. So we did a podcast.
Yeah.
After waiting there for 30 minutes.
Yeah. And we had
plenty of time for several muggings.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had, Joshua was there with us, and Aaron, who, he got his car locked into the other parking lot.
Yeah.
So then Aaron gets us all in her car, and there's like, what, 8 of us?
Yeah.
We like just piled in.
We had 4 people in the back. Keith, Bebop Vox was, laying across all of us.
Laying across.
We had, Josh, in the trunk.
Yeah.
Josh runs the Minecraft forums as well as MC Server List. He was in the trunk.
We had Mentok of what's his website? The graphics. Oh, he's gonna kill me.
Who's this?
Graphics CPU Mentok.
GPU Review.
GPUReview.com.
Yeah, yeah. Also, he does some stuff for the IGN forums, I believe.
Yeah, he's IGN.
And he likes to leave things on trash cans.
Yeah, we did kind of lose.
You guys actually had a lot of running around during the whole of E3.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's all of us coughing.
Sorry. Roundabout and coughing.
One of the highlights of the week was there was a huge booth out in front of the convention center.
And we all got nasty.
Yep.
It was the greatest booth.
God. Yep.
It was a...
I mean, I hate just throwing plugs out there, but I mean, NOS gave out free NOS all weekend long, and it was really good stuff.
Yeah, and we drank probably, I had 3 of them a day, Brent had 5 of them a day.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to drink coffee, because I had lots of NOS.
Yeah, and grape NOS is awesome, by the way.
Yep.
It is the best flavor. I only had like 1, but I don't need that much to be peppy. Yeah, I didn't want to like be running around the booth circling.
You have like a built-in NOS adrenal gland or something.
Yeah.
Now, Bebop, you mentioned something interesting about the computers in the middle, how they were totally unnecessary.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, these guys are what were they? Ferraris, Lamborghinis. They have like all of them. There were so many expensive things, from cars to computers, and all they needed was what they had, the hot chicks there, some of the hottest with the biggest fake breast, I think.
Yeah.
And then they had a whole ridiculous amount of NOS that they were literally just giving out nonstop. They had no shortage from day one, you know, to the last day. And that's all they needed, really, was they had the chicks and the NOS, and that's all they needed.
Well, they had a DJ. Yeah. Always pumping out crazy,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, DJ too.
Like dance hits.
They had everything.
Yeah, and then just to top it off, they had a little section inside the tent that was like a set up like a LAN party or something.
Yeah.
You just sit down and game. I mean, it's just so, it was over the top.
The LAN party seemed so like out of place though. Like it just seemed weird, didn't it?
Well, the whole booth seemed like it was out of place.
I don't know.
It was just so guys could pretend like they were gaming when they were just
they
sitting there for a long period of time staring.
Staring at boobies.
Yeah.
That's why they were all angled correctly.
That's right.
So I had a really good time at the convention. I got to meet a lot of really, really cool people. We got invited to the Star Wars The Old Republic community gathering, thanks Ooh. To Beverly Noel. And we went and we met all kinds of great people there. I met the guy who made Desktop Dungeons, the company that made that, and he was really cool. I met Ash and Anthony from Hey Ash, What You Playin'? One of my favorite YouTube web series. And then later on in the week, we met iJustine. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And then also, we got a couple people who agreed to be on the show verbally.
Yeah,
Scene Anners and I has Cupquake.
Please,
yeah,
yeah.
We got Scene Anners to agree to be on the show.
Yeah,
he even tweeted Woo-hoo. Back to us.
That's right. He's a nice guy. Yeah.
Now, even better than all that, at that same night, Bitburner came out.
Yes.
From Minecraft.com.
Oh, yeah.
We got
took
to
us
hang
around
a bit.
The city. He showed us the revolving restaurant on the top of the.
There was a lot of cool
building.
Stuff.
Oh, that was great.
Showed us like we went by like cars filming downtown that were like actually on being towed on trucks with cameras shooting,
making a movie,
and told us all about what was going on there. It was just
the true lies elevator. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. And that was just awesome. That was just an epic night. Mm-hmm. And every night was epic. Every day. Every second.
Yes.
I did get to sit down during the Sony Ericsson party, and I sat down probably for about 30 minutes with Notch? Just John. I told him my two main ideas that I want for Minecraft more than anything. Mass transit, which he disappointed me by saying, well, we can fix it, but currently, here's a piece of interesting trivia. Everything in Minecraft is programmed so that it can only have one writer. Like, you can't have two writers on anything.
Oh, I
see.
So,
anyway. And then the other thing was my tree killing arrows idea. But then he quickly retorted with, well, what if somebody builds their house in a tree? Can you kill it, with your arrow? Oh. And I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't work.
Hence the reason why he makes the game and we play it.
Yep, yep. So.
And you're just the lackeys.
Other than that, we got to try out Twisted Metal.
Oh, that was fun.
Together, which is one of my favorite games of all times. I'm really looking forward to that coming out on the PlayStation.
That looks so cool.
And we met so many people who were excited about Minecraft. Like we went by the Gamago booth, the people who are publishing Black Prophecy, and they were like, oh my gosh, we love Minecraft. Like all the people I met at the parties, like that this Gearbox programmer, everybody we talked to was just like, oh, we love Minecraft. Mm-hmm. And that was really cool.
Yeah, it was nice to just be able to pull it out of our pockets and just show people on the showroom floor as well. Because it's like,
yeah, you were doing that like crazy.
Eric's the official spokesperson. It was awesome pulling it out of my pocket and showing it on the showroom floor.
Yeah.
wait, be careful about how you phrase that. You're on the shaft and you're about to pull what out and show me on the floor. Anyway,
Eric, stop showing it.
Everything will change in post edit.
Awesome. Is that
We got to see G4 live. We got to see Adam Sessler and them like doing a live show. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think there was
resets.
There was like, yeah, a couple different sets. There was some Steve heads floating around in the background trying to get, you know, I was trying to get the shot too. Like, we're always like photobombing. We would see like somebody famous getting, you know, getting an interview or something, and me and Keith would be like, hey, let's walk behind them. Okay, yeah, yeah. So I don't know how many videos we're in.
Don't forget about the photobombing of the booth babes.
Oh, yeah.
You'll find booth babes with people posing with them.
Oh, yeah,
you're going to find quite a lot of pictures on the internet.
But Keith, did you hold out your name tag? Because that was my favorite thing that you did. If you look at any picture of Keith, he's holding out the name tag so you can see Minecraft Mondays.
But it actually says Minecraft because they spelled it wrong.
Minecraft Mondays. I never noticed that.
Minecraft Mondays.
Nice. Any other highlights here? The cab drivers were pretty awesome.
I was running into all kinds of YouTubers, man.
You did.
Ran into Philip DeFranco. Man, he was awesome. He was down there. I actually ran into him the first day, and then Wes was like, "Oh, I wanted to meet him. I wanted to meet him." And then I ran into him again the next day. He was going to do the Duke Nukem game, and
I missed
him. It was like 20 minutes. You totally missed it. You must have had like 15 missed calls, Eric, because I only had your number, so I kept calling you. I was like, get Wes.
Thanks,
and
Eric.
And I was waiting there for like 20 minutes for him to get out. And so then I interviewed him. And then then you found iJustine like out of the crowd. Yeah. So I pegged her for an interview. And then what else? There was another one. Oh, what? Reckless Tertuga.
But did no one laugh at that? Pegged her? Okay. Yeah, sorry. No, continue.
I chuckled a little bit.
We don't need to pull out these jokes, right?
Unless, no, we don't.
Okay, never mind. Continue.
What was the third one you were going to mention there?
No, it was I just ran into the Reckless Tertuga guys who do the Angry Gamer. It's that one Call of Duty guy who just like, it's like real life Call of Duty. He's obsessed with it.
Oh, wow.
Ah, I'm trying to think of the series.
Well, you know, I was looking on YouTube yesterday, and there all of a sudden, I'm watching Ray William Johnson, and he goes to E3, and we missed him. And right in the middle of his stupid video, Danielle, Trade Chat, is right there on Ray William Johnson's video at this party.
What?
Yeah, he asked to have her in it. She made a video with him, and then he was like, oh, can we tape some more? To have you in it, so excited.
Now she was cool. She was on the Tester. What is that reality show?
The Tester 2. She was on the second season of the Tester.
The Tester.
The online gamer. That's the guy.
But then so many people.
So we got to make sure that Danielle invites us to the parties next year because she obviously knows the right ones to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she does.
So yes, she's in charge of party invites. We saw one other famous person in the airport when we first got there.
Yeah.
Still kind of debate this
No, it was him.
After we saw him a second time, Danny Masterson from that 70s show, he was in first class seating, so we walked by him and I saw him and I was like, hey, Brent, look, it's Danny Masterson. No, it's not. And then we see him again and he's like, I caught him totally staring at me. He was just staring at me. I'm like, I know he doesn't recognize me from the show. I don't know why he's staring at me.
He was wondering if you were Kevin Smith.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Well, I should have walked up to him.
He stares at other people like they're famous just to make them feel awkward.
I know who that is now.
Right. But that was...
I saw Chuck Liddell.
Who?
Chuck Liddell. He's a fighter.
Yeah. Chocolate.
Dough. Yeah, I forgot who I was talking to for a
Chuck.
Second.
Oh, chocolate.
Oh, I thought you said chocolate. Totally.
Chocolate ladle. Ladle. Chocolate ladle. I think you would have gotten punched by Chuck if I had
been there. Probably so.
Any other stories from E3?
Ooh, I dyed my hair pink.
You did!
And it looked awesome.
That was true, yeah.
Big hair reveal.
Yeah, that was fun. I liked it. It was nice.
It looks great.
So how many evil chemical things did you have to do to your hair to get it that bright pink?
That vibrant, yeah.
I bleached it and then we dyed it, but it wasn't dark enough yet. I mean, it was too dark. It was kind of still a little orangey, so it came out like burgundy. So then I had like a panic attack. And then we re-bleached it and then re-dyed it. So Yeah, but it worked the second time. But this all was happening like late Friday night. My mom and I are like in the kitchen doing this stuff. And I'm like, I sure hope this works because I'm fly out tomorrow at 3. My mom works all morning, so hopefully it works.
Yeah.
But luckily it did. So I actually, like, yesterday, I kept trying to put up the reveal video, but it was just so busy there that I finally made one. I finally just made my video yesterday and put it on my blog, so it was cool. Yeah. I was excited about that. I
saw that. Good stuff. New hair. And, yeah, and when we get great. When we get this music video done, it'll be classic Minecraft chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Minecraft chick beta.
Nice. I like that.
I guess one last thing that I did want to mention, because I really just dug this game a lot, was Orcs Must Die. It's by Robot Entertainment. I don't know when it'll be out. I'll have to look it up and stuff, or you can. I will put a link to it in the show notes. But it's for all you, you know, dungeon defense kind of games and desktop defense type games. It's like that, but 3D, and it's
tower
it's
really defense.
Cool. Yeah, tower defense.
Yeah,
and we do have There's some videos that are going to be coming out eventually that Eric is editing together. But we've got, they're all going to be from day one, right?
Yeah, we had a. Should we go through?
We had a camera get misplaced,
kerfuffle,
and it didn't get turned into Lost and Found. So for 2 days we kept checking back at Lost and Found, and then eventually Brent got smart and went and talked to the security division, and they had it there.
Yeah, that was still amazing.
So we are very lucky. Well, I mean, we lost it at a really weird time, too. It was when we were leaving the Sony Ericsson party. So it could have only been Sony Ericsson people, or because we shut.
Well, I don't think even they were there. Like, we shut the place down. We were the last ones walking out with security. So it was like us and security left in this building. So I was pretty sure it was somewhere, but my worry was that no one saw it till the next day.
Yeah,
and then someone found it early. But we did end up finding it on the last day, but we had already packed up like everything because we were sure we weren't going to get it back. So we really only got footage on that camera on the first day, and it was our main camera. And then to make things worse, our secondary camera, somehow we left the power cord here. I think. I still don't know where it is.
I don't know what was up with that.
I assume it's in the other room. So our second camera, we had one battery that, so we got some footage.
Yeah, so it died on the first day, and then we started using the other camera.
And then I started using the Sony, Xperia Play. I mean, that was my camera now.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to go back on here and see what videos I got on there.
And I got me new a Thunderbolt, and I recorded a few videos on it. So we have some stuff to show.
Phone footage,
But it might seem a little weighted towards the first day of the event.
Yeah.
But, you know, honestly,
it's okay,
everything
no
repeats.
One knows what the first day is except for us.
Yeah, yeah. And everything repeats so much over the weekend that we'll just spread it out and we'll just put day two and day three on every other clip.
But it is really funny.
We don't even say what day.
There you go. We were the last ones in the whole convention center. Like, it was so funny us leaving there. I felt like those people who had stayed at a restaurant way past closing. And as soon as we left, they locked the doors and were like, thank God they left.
Yeah. God, when will they leave?
Yeah, I love that picture of all of us.
No, there are so
like,
many good
so
pictures.
Silly
like,
looking.
Yeah, we have a lot of pictures. I'm going to do this picture montage music video. Put it up on our site. Because, I mean, nobody really, truly likes to scroll through a ton of images. Why not make a music video, right?
You need a song? I got a song for you.
I do need a song, so we'll get...
I got two songs.
I need a song for mine.
I don't want to write a new song just for a montage, so yes, give me a song.
It's a montage! Speaking of montages... I don't know. I just was trying to make some kind of a segue into something next.
So, get a free trial on audibletrial.com/theshaft. Is that what you're going for?
Yes.
They've got great books. Lots of them. You should get a trial and then love your trial so much that you stay there forever and get books every month.
And maybe they have a book on montages.
I bet they do.
I'll do a montage.
It is super easy to use.
And they have it on most smartphones and portable devices and computers and And I sure wish I had had a book to listen to on the plane.
Yeah.
And check now, out check Eric out this had book. A recommendation.
Yeah. It's called Fun Inc. Why Gaming Will Dominate the 21st Century.
Have you heard this one yet?
No, I just sampled it. That's so mean. But it's on my list. These are the kind of things I listen to on Audible.
So well, there cool. You go.
How about a segment change? How about a bumper next? Would you like to do a bumper?
Sure. How about okay. a bumper?
All right. I like bumpers. And here it is right now. I am a robot, by the way.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
This week in Minecraft, we have plenty of stuff from E3, but we also have a few contests that we want to tell you about, and thanks to a couple winners we got. The first one is from iTunes. It's a card for $10. And this one goes out... Okay, if you didn't know, we had a contest where you could leave a review, and out of those reviews, we randomly picked someone to win.
Did you roll dice? Did you roll D20s?
No, we put all their names in a spreadsheet, and then we rolled the number.
That's very undramatic.
Well, there was a lot.
Quite a few.
There was, I mean, seriously, I had to go through all the other countries. There was close to, oh man, how many was it? I'll get a full number. I'll say it next time. But anyway, Jimmy the Moo Cow.
Jimmy the Moo Cow.
Yeah. Aberrios is the winner, and he had to say, this is the best podcast I've ever listened to, loving the show. So congrats on your $10. We also had another winner. This is from our other podcast. We'll announce it there, too, but we haven't done it in so long that I wanted to announce it. For the Perfect World, winner was Nakomi for $20.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
We met the Perfect World people, too.
We did, and they had the perfect world. No? Almost?
Yeah.
Anyway. So, we're going to do a show on the, on not Perfect World, but Forsaken World, which is part of the Perfect World Entertainment MMOs, and I don't know if Nakomi still plays. I doubt they do, so you can use it on one of their other games, if you feel like it.
That's true. Yeah, it spans across all their games.
So anyway, that's that. Congratulations to both of you.
Yay.
What else do we have here?
Well, we have a lot of info that came out of E3, according to Notch. He gave us a little information dump about things that were on his mind when he got back. First of all, really, kind of a summary, just saying that, you know, he thinks Minecraft fans are awesome. They're all nice, and yep. It shows he's a very easy guy to talk to. He's just he smiles. He's just happy. He's fun. He doesn't seem nervous or annoyed or anything like that.
So laid
back.
You
know, very welcoming, and it's kind of, I mean, it was hard to really get more attention from him. Like just talking to him and really kind of engaging him more, because someone out of nowhere would have like a GameSpot logo mic or an ESPN or something, you know, just shoved in his face, and a guy with a camera with a light on it, hey, you mind if we have a quick interview? Okay, all right, you know. And then he'd be done with that, and he'd look around, and there'd be another crowd around him, and he would just be like taking turns. Okay, you, let's talk for a second. So, very, very cool.
Yeah,
very
we
cool
kept guy. Having all these like little gags we wanted to try to pull with him.
Oh my god!
And we would plan it, and then like we'd sit there and wait for like 10 or 15 minutes for the crowd to dissipate a little bit around him.
Yeah,
and it never would.
Because we were going to do some silly, stupid stuff with Notch, and I feel like we're stealing his valuable time with some nonsense when he could be, you know, talking to somebody real or something. You know what I mean? Like getting some real business out of the way or something. We
like we wanted to interview him as if we didn't know he created Minecraft. Like we wanted to ask him what he thought about Minecraft and, you know, all this kind of stuff. We're like, yeah, let's do that. That'd be funny.
Yeah.
And like do the whole, hey, can we get a picture? And then when he says yes, hand him the camera and stand back like, so he can take a picture of us.
Yeah. If you could tell the creator of Minecraft one thing, what would it be? You know, ask him that or something.
If you could change one thing about Minecraft, what would it be? I think that was our question.
Yeah. But I mean, he's cool. I'm sure he would have, you know, been a part of the cheesiness with us. But He just has an entourage.
Yeah.
All the time. So, the next thing here on his list, of course, is Minecraft for Xbox 360 with Kinect support. It is coming this winter, and it's exclusive to the Xbox 360. Weird. I didn't see that coming.
I think it's fun.
I didn't really see that coming either. I didn't see it coming as an exclusive. That's very surprising to me.
No, yeah, right.
That's actually pretty serious, in my opinion.
Yeah. And they're going to release some details later on when they're ready. They have some PR budgets. So they're kind of not really, talking a lot of detail. So it'd be cool to get some details. But, you know, it's not specifically Kinect. It has Kinect support. So what I've heard is that you can still play it with a controller.
I think I might have more fun in Kinect. On that one, being able to actually dig and...
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Stab some creepers and... Yeah, punch trees.
I think that would be so fun. Yeah. Get us all, like, in better shape.
right.
What are you trying... Why do we have to keep going around to that?
Is this, like, fat jokes?
Yeah, back to fat jokes again.
No, I was saying... I said all of us.
But I know what you really meant.
I'm not cute, okay? I don't say mean things when I'm the skinniest person in the world.
Beanpole over here.
Beanpole.
Yeah, old Beanpole kept making fun of my fat... body all weekend long.
This is why Beanpole laid on everybody.
He's
in
not
the
as nice as he seems in his videos. He's really mean. Had me crying. I was under the table pouring NOS all over me at one point. It was
Yikes.
Crazy stuff.
I don't know where we're going with that.
Me either. And I'm just kidding. Keith's awesome.
And also, another little news bullet here. Minecraft Pocket Edition is coming to Xperia Play. But after some time, it'll be exclusive for that device, but it will be coming out to all Android devices. So that's good to know.
I honestly don't see how it's going to work on anything besides the Xperia Play, though.
Why?
I mean, just how the keys work, it's just... I can't see the touchpad stuff, like, really working. Even though I didn't realize you could actually pick the blocks on the Xperia Play by the touchscreen. Like, I was always, like, moving around.
I thought that was cool, yeah.
But you can actually...
That's how I do it. Yeah.
Well, you're cool.
I didn't
know. I'm fat.
She also got it before you too, though. Like,
oh, that's true.
Yeah,
and she could be playing like one with her foot, and one with her hands, and one with her.
Now, Notch did mention a couple of things about this. Both the Xbox 360 version and the Pocket Edition are being programmed in C++. As opposed to Java, and he's actually not going to be involved with the programming at all.
Yeah, which he's just a designer.
Yeah, and he also was lamenting that, you know, being an indie publisher, you know, he pretty much could say whatever he want, whenever he wanted, and now he has these PR budgets associated with these games, and so, like, he's got to keep his mouth shut about things that are happening with
Deja
those games.
Vu.
Yeah.
Watch what he says, yeah.
Did we
you
just
say
talk
that?
About this?
Yeah, Eric was talking all about that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm sorry.
Pay attention. Keep up. Playboy Mansion. Woo!
Yeah. Playboy Mansion.
We already kind of mentioned that, too.
Bunch of nerdy coders at the Playboy Mansion. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what we'll see in Minecraft next. Some big-eared bunnies.
Yeah.
That's right. Bunnies. Adding bunnies to Minecraft. So we have Skyrim. He really liked the Skyrim trailer. And yeah, maybe possibly gameplay.
And talking about people spending a lot on their campaign, I mean, there were full skyscrapers with the Skyrim.
Oh, God, it was amazing. Yeah. It was like three buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah. But World of Tanks kind of won. I mean, they had real tanks everywhere, inside, outside. People with, like, Nazi uniforms walking around, which I thought that was kind of
cool. Vindictus had the cool swag, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, those hats. You got a hat, didn't you?
And they got a hat, got a plushie. Shirts. Yeah.
So now you can go to a furry con.
That's right.
Moving on.
It's like a furry thing.
Notch announced there will be some modding support in 1.7.
API, baby.
Yep, and this is going to be the adventure update 1.7. And he even said that a small group are going to get the code beforehand. And the modding package will be available as soon as they can get it ready for everybody else after 1.7. is up and about.
Awesome.
Trusty fans.
Yes. So the talented few, cool. The lucky few will be able to do something cool. Well, good. Can't wait for that. Let's see, and
I hope they work a lot. Curse does a lot with Minecraft now, and they've always been a big modding and plugin, working with WoW and other companies that do that. And I think that would be great if they worked with Bucket, like hand in hand with that. Maybe even them over, bought them or whatever, and just kind of fit that in, because they've been doing it for so long. Like if you go to the Bucket list right now, it's so kind of crappy, just a big list of links, right? And if they could fit it into kind of how Curse does their WoW mods and plugins, it'd make it so much easier to find, even set up packs that, like, so say at Minecraft, they have a great system of mods and plugins that they use. Well, they could make a pack on Curse and say, this is what we use. And all you got to do is go download that one link, and then it will download all of them for you.
That's cool.
I mean, that's the kind of stuff that I think we could get with Curse and Bucket working hand in hand. So,
yeah.
Do it. Get it done, Curse.
Make it happen.
Cool.
And it has nothing to do with the fact that we know some of you guys.
That's right. We had a little pre-E3 party with Curse.
That was really nice. Yeah, I didn't get... we met with Donovan Duncan, who's a really cool guy, and a bunch of other guys, but he was going to meet us at E3, and then everybody got busy, and I believe he was out eating dinner with Notch.
Busy!
You know. so we didn't get to talk to him, but we're going to talk to him next week, and hopefully we can... start doing something with those guys. Or
ooh, cool guys. I have a secret to tell.
From your electrical well. sorry.
Jake.
Anyway,
can you tell it now?
Well, it's not like a big secret, but
I
did talk to the creator of Jinx, and they're getting ready to release some new stuff, not all t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
What are we interviewed? What you actually interviewed him.
I interviewed Sean from the... from Jinx, and he said they're gonna have some non-t-shirty items too.
like
cool
what?
Guy
what's coming?
Life-size pickaxes.
Those are already out there.
Cubes of TNT that you can buy.
Yeah, that's true. He did say that.
Different heads, not just Steve heads.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Buckets of water.
I think we'll probably see the pumpkin head. You guys see the pumpkin head, right? Creeper head, pumpkin head.
I think it's definitely gonna be creeper day.
I don't know why they don't make a, like, design your own head, like, where you can upload your own avatar and then they print it out.
Yeah, I love that idea you were talking about.
I wonder how expensive that would be, though.
I don't know.
I think if they put a premium on it, kind of like, who is it that does it for a while? Swag Dog or something like that? Swift Dog, something, sucky t-shirt people. I think then you could do it. Like, you know, if... people would pay $25 for their own head versus, you know, $15, $10, $20 for Steve head.
I want a creeper sleeping bag.
That would be so awesome.
That would be awesome.
You want to curl up inside of a creeper.
Yes, like just like a Tauntaun. So, I bet we have a bumper.
I bet we don't.
We don't?
Oh, yeah, sure we do. I don't know. I'm just talking. You want me to play it?
No, I changed my mind. Now that you've belabored the fact. No.
Listener.
You guys don't follow directions. This is really
contributions.
Okay. Cool.
Oh,
and we're here. We're inside of the segment now. Listener contributions.
That hurt me.
So I say listener contributions, but this is all stuff that we grab before the show to put in. We're all tired and sick and slacking, and we will get back to regular shows next week.
Yep.
Where we actually pull out content that you send us instead of pulling out our own stuff and putting it on air.
Yes. Is that what you do, Brent?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's pretty awesome.
I cracked myself up. Anyway, so.
Well, we have a couple tiny little questions here. You want to do these? Is that good?
I don't see them.
How about from Ginginator? Ginginator666.
Ginginator.
His question is, what is the weirdest question asked to you at E3? Did we get any strange questions, strange requests?
I got a strange request. I won't say who, but so one day at the Sony Ericsson booth, the three of us were going to be up on the screens building on the Xperia Plays while we were supposed to be talking, but apparently none of us can talk and play at the same time. And Minecraft Chick luckily came up and saved us on this one. So, but anyway.
Did a great job, by the way.
We had someone at Sony ask us, hey, do something really bizarre, something out there to get these stiffs from Sony Ericsson to really think. They're always talking about pushing the envelope. And so I think he wanted us to put like a big shaft on there or something, you know. But I thought that was funny that he was suggesting that. And he was a really good guy, too. So don't. I'm not going to say his name.
So don't fire him.
Well, I'm not going to say his name, but if you know who I'm talking about, don't fire him.
So, what do we all build in the building thing? Build with the shaft.
I built the bachelor pad by the beach with the little fishing dock, and next to it, a really ugly Egyptian-looking building with columns, and then lastly, the E3 logo.
Yep.
What'd you build, Brent?
I built the Xperia Play. Yeah.
The Xperia Play?
Yeah, standing up on its side.
Yeah, it was really good.
I built a Staples Easy Button, but then I put like Easy on it, like Notch's fiance. And I thought that was terribly clever.
I thought it was clever.
Yeah.
And then
so
I built
proud of yourself.
And I built a giant Minecraft pick, and I built a shrine to the diamonds I found under the earth. I actually found diamonds while I was playing.
That was funny.
And I was, but you know, of course, it's all a creative mode, so you don't even have a pick in your possession. So
that's true.
You can't collect them. So yeah. I just like carved out the earth around my diamond find,
right,
and then built a doorway above it with a shrine.
That's cool. That's
good. So,
you know, my one of the coolest things when you said that, it just reminded me of this demo of, you know, the Minecraft Pocket Edition, is that you automatically jump when you go up to a block that's higher than you. You just automatically hop onto
that.
It. Yeah, it feels really nice. I don't think that should be in the PC game at all, but it really helps to be on a mobile like that.
Well, I guess if it was in the PC game, it would kind of end the need for stairs, right? Stairs or half blocks for that sort of stuff.
Or a space bar, you know?
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, the whole space bar thing.
Yeah.
You use it for swimming.
Let's see. We got another question here from Trey Intragian. Anyway.
I think that's John.
Okay, and John says, "How was the hug how was the hug with Notch?" Yeah, how was that hug?
It was awesome. I mean, I think he got a little creeped out when I started rubbing my beard on him, and just kind of whispered into his ear, "I love you, Notch." I think he got a little creeped out, but you know,
his eyes looked like he enjoyed it secretly, though.
Yeah.
So it was awesome.
Good.
In short.
The next thing with Minecraft, the next release is going to have Brent's face on the creeper. Yeah.
Be another Easter egg.
And we got a couple of videos. We'll just throw these up in the show notes. But there's one from Kutra, who did a Minecraft E3 skit. There's a bunch of Minecraft mobile on Sony Ericsson Xperia Play coverage. And, of course, then one from Ezdefable, who's in the chat room and was our personal chauffeur for most of the weekend. The shaft gets out of my car. And I think...
That's when we were all packed together. Seven or eight people in a little Honda.
Yeah. Yeah, something tiny.
Josh crammed in the back with bags on him.
Yep. So, yeah. And then we can also add this Orcs Must Die footage, unless you want to.
Yeah, I already talked about that.
I hear a hissing. What's that hissing sound?
Is it a bumper? Sorry, did I just ruin your awesome segment?
Yes! Why do you keep gilling my segues?
All right, it goes a little something like this.
Excavation Station.
And here we are, where we propose new features. Were we supposed to skip this segment?
I thought we were
going to
skip everything this week.
Okay. Really?
Well, at least we got to hear
some stuff here, right?
At least you got E3 to hear that.
Threw you guys completely off.
It did. It's very
you
strange.
Guys are all over.
This was going to be just kind of an E3 hangout and get these sick guys out of here chill. As fast
okay.
as possible.
Okay, we don't have to talk about this
because I don't want to catch what you got.
We don't have to do.
Well, let's skip the segment here, that sounds.
I'll tell
like
you what. I've got a terrible
too.
Idea.
What?
I think that in the next version of Minecraft, you should get a jackhammer, and it works just like a pick, but it requires a redstone cord, and you dig holes with it, but you have to have a redstone thing hooked up to it.
I think I think people should be able to get colds, and like you get snotty nose on your avatar, like whatever avatar you have, and every once in a while you'll cough, and you can actually pass it to other people.
Eric, what's your bad idea?
Why are you the arbiter of what's awesome?
What? Yeah. You know, one thing I really wanted to ask Notch about was the emotes and things like that.
No,
Being able to dance and squat.
That's an actual
down.
Good idea. Well, we're talking about bad ideas. What's the matter with you?
Oh, we want bad ideas?
Yeah. Like really terrible Minecraft ideas.
Oh, man.
You really think terrible. I want a jackhammer? You really think he wants colds?
No, I really do want colds.
Nah, shut you. Yeah.
I think the whole idea of being able to pass around something like that in an MMO is awesome. Like,
yeah, there's already been an experiment done with that.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Then you like have to go to sleep because you're sick.
Yes.
Well, how about this? I think that
you have
Minecraft,
to finish the podcast.
I think Minecraft Con should be all in game and not in real life.
Server
that
okay, that is
to.
A horrible idea.
Is that
good
horrible
job,
idea. Okay, yeah.
Horrible
there you go.
Okay,
good job.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Bebop,
so.
What's your terrible idea?
Female avatars. What? All male avatars? When you fall, it's just a male voice going, ugh. You know, where's the females?
That's
how's
actually
a female play?
That's a good idea.
When they go, ugh, when but, they fall, you know?
But that's a good idea.
That is a
we
good
want
idea.
Your bad ideas.
So, I don't know.
Let's turn it around. How about you only wanted to keep it male only? Never have female avatars. How about that? Does that sound good?
You can stub your toe on a rock or just walking.
and then
you're crippled for like 400 blocks.
Yeah.
That's a good
and
one.
And then you just go, ah. Hold on.
Stubbing your toe in game, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Minecraft chick? What's your terrible idea?
My terrible idea is that the dogs
spotlight.
The wolves can pee in your house.
Oh, that is a terrible idea.
Some Sims action in there. That's what I'm talking about. And it lowers the comfortability level of your house.
Yeah.
The comfortability level.
Yeah. It's a Sims reference, you know?
Okay.
Comfortability.
Which, by the way, I noticed you have Sims on your Xperia Play phone.
Sims 3. Yeah. Is on the Xperia.
Yeah, that was interesting.
There's 100 games for the system already, and it's been out, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Very good.
So I hear some music and I hear somebody whispering and
shout outs.
Oh, we're skipping all the way down there.
Oh wait, yeah, this is the shout outs.
Oh my god, I forgot about that one.
You guys love that one.
That kind of hurt.
All right, so we got a lot of people we want to shout out to this week. You want to start from the top?
Yeah, and this is in no particular order.
Yeah.
Really? And I'll go ahead and say we suck with names, so I'm sure we left some of these out.
Yeah.
Or are going to.
Yeah.
So, okay. I guess first, start with Aaron. Thanks so much for driving us around to get us to the airport.
Yes.
Aaron.
And taking us to the...
Definitely saved us.
Took us to Universal Studios City a walk, and we got some dinner and bought some stuff for our kids.
And check out her YouTube channel at youtube.com/EsdaFable.
She's an amazing artist.
Oh, yeah. Really good.
A-B-L-E.
We posted some of her art on our Twitter feed.
Oh, and help me not get shanked, too, because my hotel was a 2-star hotel in some ghetto.
Oh, nice.
An hour away.
Yeah, we didn't even mention...
Help me not get killed.
Mention that, how we got to cuddle up with Bebop Vox all weekend long.
Yeah, and by cuddle, we meant relegate him to the floor with no covers and no pillow.
He was scared to get in bed with me.
I slept on their shack rug. It was awesome.
Shaft rug.
The shaggy shaft.
We got to definitely say a big thanks to Carl. He was the kind of the catalyst that got us, he was the catalyst that got us going to E3. And of course, Lauren from Sony Ericsson, who helped us get everything set up and actually get there. And Dan, you're the man. Thanks for getting us set up with everything at the booth and telling us cool things to build during our build.
Yeah, he's cool.
Uh-huh. Oh, and personally, thanks to Minecraft Chick for helping me go to E3, because she was my gateway there.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Yay.
And then a bunch of other folks from Sony, John and Chelsea and Jonas, all great folks, and it was a great time hanging out with everybody.
Mm-hmm. Everyone was nice there, I have to say.
The Sony Ericsson people were beyond nice. I mean, yeah. I really felt like they welcomed us in, and I mean, they had no idea who we were. They just knew us through, you know, our connections to Mojang and the community, and they were really warm and really nice.
Also, it was great hanging out with the guys from Two Player Productions and Joshua and Minecraft Chick, of course. You know, I wrote these before I thought you would be on the show, so it was really great seeing you again.
Yes.
And meeting you in person, Keith. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. It was.
That was great.
I really wasn't quite aware just how your ADD spaz mode would function in public, and it's remarkably identical to what you see on Minecraft Mondays, you know? It's like you're like, it's like he's literally bebopping around, and then all of a sudden, pew, he's gone. And then he just appears out of nowhere, and then he's gone. It's amazing.
But your ability to go up and talk to anyone and be like their best friend, basically, and get some great info from all those people that I saw you interview was incredible. Keep that up. Going big places.
Thanks a lot.
And I gotta say, I was really impressed with you, Minecraft Chick. You dominated that booth. You took control of, environment. You know, we were just kind of like, we had no idea what to do while we were building, because, you know, we're just kind of, we couldn't tell if anybody was really interested in watching us, but you were like, it doesn't matter whether they're interested or not, I will make them interested. It was amazing, and I was very impressed with you and what you did.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yay. It was fun. I had a great time.
And we met a lot of like Joshua and is it Vubui? Some really great photographers.
He was great.
Covering stuff. That was awesome. All the people from Mojang were super duper nice. It was really surprising how well received we were by them.
Mm-hmm. They were really nice.
Also, thanks to Bitburner for showing us LA.
Minecraft the town, all the parts of
it. Best tour guide.
Yeah, he's an excellent tour guide. Check out his stuff, minecraft.com. He runs the awesomest server. Very, very fun.
And sorry for not being the best navigator for you in the car there.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
that was hilarious.
These gentlemen, ASAT nav. Oh, God.
Awesome. And also Beverly and for inviting us to the BioWare party. That was very fun. It was also a Reddit party. Reddit/BioWare is pretty crazy.
Cool. I missed out on that.
And also, if I can still talk.
Yeah, don't cough that stuff over here. Pew, 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 pew.
Also, shout out to Darth Butternuts.
What up, Darth?
Long-time listener of our podcast, and I think my voice is about gone.
Well, good thing we're almost there. And, of course,
Hi, Justine. That's right. You have to get your Minecraft on so you can be on the show.
She was... Yeah, we were very impressed with her. She, out of nowhere, we kind of were like, hey, let's talk. And she was down to earth and nice. And, you know, she's... I consider her to be one of the top, you know, 5 or 10 YouTube personalities. And she didn't carry any of that with her when she interacted with us.
Yeah, I was surprised. I'm actually uploading that video right after this. I just finished it, so.
Okay, cool.
Awesome.
So make sure you go see that on, what's your channel again?
Bebop Vox. Type in chat for, just look up Minecraft Mondays, and there I am.
Yep. And I'm sure we'll see something, some misadventures. What's your channel there?
Minecraft Chick, and then I have my website, minecraftchick.com.
Yeah, go look at her videos on Blip.
Yeah.
Awesome chat
TV.
Cool.
And I guess is that about do it?
That about does it.
Well, I'm glad y'all could jump on the show for a little bit. I know y'all are both kind of under the weather, and I got these two sickos here. I hope everybody feels much better, and I don't get anything of that y'all have.
How did you get out of this so far? Jeez.
Because I'm big and fat, and fat people don't get sick as easily as you skinny people. Had to get one last dig in, didn't you?
Last one in. Cha-cha!
No. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Sorry it was maybe a short show. I don't even know how long it was. But we'll be definitely getting back on it next week. And we will see you then.
Yay, bye.
Bye. Damn.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010. Dead Workers Party Network. Get your with The Shaft.